What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Tuesday morning. My my timeline was actually inundated with two things yesterday. One, Padres drama, obviously. The other thing was WWE, was it last night?
Raw.
WWE Raw at the Intuit Dome up in Los Angeles, the home of the Clippers.
Yep.
And I have, again, we've talked about this in the past. I have never been into it or a fan of professional wrestling.
Into it. Get
into it?
Into it,
yes. I saw like Hulk Hogan was getting booed.
Yep.
And John Cena
was on Netflix.
John Cena was doing like some sort of, was it his last or like big? I have no idea.
I don't. Yeah, what are you asking me for?
Neither of you can give me any instruction as to why, again, this was such a big event last night.
People love wrestling.
I know, but was this like some sort of special event or was it just the normal, the next one in the line? Like they keep, you know, the next.
I think it was a big event.
I mean, it was definitely, it was a John Cena farewell tour, James says.
It's their huge debut on Netflix. So it was their first Netflix show.
So that makes Netflix sense. Paid a ton of money, I remember that, to get rights to WWE. And this was the first big one. So they had it in a brand new arena, and they made it a John Cena farewell thing.
Yeah, first show on Netflix is what everyone's saying. I'm with you. I loved it when I was a kid. I had all the action figures and Big Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, you know, Kerry Von Erich, the whole Von Erich family, the Freebirds, all of it. I grew up with it. I loved it. And then I didn't. When I got older, I was like, all right, I'm not watching this anymore. I just outgrew it.
But is there like a regular season and a playoffs? Or like,
you really want like a March Madness type
I just want to kind of understand how it works. It seems like it's on constantly. Like when it was on USA, there was Monday Night Raw and Tuesday Night. And I mean, how many events can they have? Isn't there like a, all right, we're getting kind of oversaturated with all the wrestling stuff.
James says it's all year round, so they just have events.
Different leagues or whatever, you know, different organizations now as well.
There's a regular,
it's not just WWE.
I'm reading comments here as though they're facts, so because I don't know. There's a regular season of Raw.
I'm going to look up the standings, who's currently in the league.
Oh, all right, wrestling standings.
Power rankings.
Power rankings.
So that's 2018. That's not going to help me.
No,
the current power rankings.
7 years ago?
Yeah, WWE Wrestle Rank 2024, ranking the best wrestlers from 60 to 1. This is on ESPN. Roman Reigns, number 1.
Sounds like an adult film star.
It does. Cody Rhodes, number
also
2.
Another.
Dirk Diggler.
MJF.
Chest Rockwell.
Seth Rollins.
Jack sounds like Horner.
Sounds like a middle infielder.
Sounds like a Padre.
Jey Uso. I don't even remember. CM Punk. I've heard of CM Punk. Will Ospreay.
That sounds like a golfer.
Rhea Ripley, spelled R-H-E-A. Oh, that's Rhea. Rhea. She's a women's champion. Mm-hmm. Mercedes Moné.
Okay.
Gunther.
Just Gunther.
Just Gunther.
All right. Raw Monday, next Wednesday, or NXT Wednesday, and then SmackDown on Friday.
Seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah. Ben Hungens is your name.
Can you keep track of all of it? for me?
There's like AEW is a completely different brand.
It's like
I don't know what nights those are.
It's like AAF versus the NFL. It's like a different league.
Yeah, different league.
Different players.
Yep. You don't have to follow every sport. You do. You do enough. You do plenty.
I feel like I'm lacking something.
I could view this as a sport.
I could bone up on a few, but you don't need to. You're good. You've got enough on your plate as it is. I don't really need you getting into wrestling, to be honest with you.
I could do a pretty good real or fake on this.
You could.
Orange Cassidy.
Fake.
Real.
Oh, real.
Braun Breaker.
Real.
Right, real. Tony Storm.
Real.
Real.
Tony?
Tony.
Tony.
T-O-N-I. AJ Styles.
Real.
Yeah, these are all real. Austin Theory.
Real.
Real, yeah. Very good. You are nailing them.
I mean, I watched you read it directly from the website.
Wasn't just pulling those out of thin
air. Not a good poker face on that one. I need a little prep time to come up with a face.
Yeah, my feed was pretty flooded with it yesterday as well.
And it's not just Chris, it's other people too.
Yeah, it's so many people. Everybody was way into it. Maybe I'll try to watch it next time it's on Netflix just to see the presentation and whatnot. See if it sparks anything. I mean, I used to watch the WrestleMania tapes, the whole thing. I was way into it.
Yeah, Dominic says, for someone who's bothered by things that aren't real, why would Ben get into wrestling? I'm not going to. I'm just trying to understand what it is.
Yeah. And how they do
I'm
it.
Missing and kind of how it works. And
Ben starts applying for credentials to WrestleMania.
Like those power rankings. I mean, it's not as though.
No. Oh, God. Here we go. He's going to try to explain logically wrestling. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, like, if your goal, how do you. Like, I want to get into wrestling. I want to be the number one wrestler in the world. I want to be the number one wrestler. Can you control that? Or is it up to the writers and the people who, like, make the show who is the number one wrestler? Like, if they decided Ben Higgins, a radio host from San Diego, we want to make him the new number one wrestler, could they do that if that was in the script?
You're telling me when they pull a random person out of the crowd and he wins the match,
right.
Like, that was written into the script?
Right. Just feels like power rankings are a bit fraudulent when that's the case. Like, enjoy it as entertainment.
Power rankings are a bit fraudulent anyway. If you're talking about baseball, football, you see some and you're like, oh, really? They've lost 7 games in a row and they're the number 3 team in the power rankings.
There's at least some records and, you know, involved in terms of performance, but.
Matt says it's soap operas for men. It could be a ton of fun with suspension of disbelief. Yeah.
It's more like going to a movie then.
Sure.
Do we power rank movies, though?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and nominate them for awards and decide who's the best. And yeah, we absolutely do. My wife is watching the Vince McMahon doc and was ear whipping me with it this morning about how great it is. Not great, like it's pretty gnarly. Have you watched it?
I tried. I didn't get into it.
Well, somebody says take Ben to a show. He'll love it. I don't think he will. My guess is that he would not. Kurt says, watch The Dark Side of Wrestling. I did, man. I did. I watched several really good documentaries.
What is the dark? I mean, I'm assuming.
Dark Side of the Ring.
Steroid use.
Well, there's.
Things of that nature.
There's stories, Ben, that you don't even want to talk about. Chris Benoit being one of them. I mean, just tragedy after tragedy. Drugs, alcohol, death, murder. Crazy stuff. I'll watch a documentary on almost anything, and Dark Side of the Ring was really, really good.
If you've watched a couple of these documentaries, so how do wrestlers like get ahead? Is it political? Is it like, you know, you get friendly with the people who
I think it's making
the decisions.
I think it's you have to
obviously you have to be a good showman. That's got to be part of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that's part of it. You have to be able to work the crowd, right? I mean, working the crowd and having the moves and things like that. That's it. I mean, think about Hulk Hogan in his prime. Nobody worked the room like that guy. Andre the Giant didn't really do much. He just kind of plodded around, but he was the big showman, a villain. You know, it was great. The Iron Sheik. This is the era that I grew up in. But
I just fly on the wall. Like, is there a meeting that happens? Okay, here's what we're going to do for the next 6 months.
Did you see The Wrestler? The movie
No.
The Wrestler?
No.
You didn't?
No. That's a Mickey Rourke, right?
Yes, it's must watch. Okay. It's must watch. And it goes behind the scenes of them. And now they are lower level now because they've all kind of fallen off and some guys are trying to make their way. But it's like, all right, so, hey, we get in there. I'll bring the cheap heat. I'll do this. They have all this jargon that they use. We'll do this, ram jam, and then we go have a beer, right? And they kind of plot it out and they work the crowd and do their thing. It's really brilliant. It's a brilliant movie, like gut-wrenchingly brilliant. Go watch that movie. That's your next assignment.
It's a world that has always just been slightly impenetrable to me.
Sure. Yeah. This movie will open up your mind to it. It's incredibly well done. Incredibly.
Adam says writing rooms, like where they're back there, you know, writing it all out. I mean,
storylines.
The power that those people then have over other people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we've decided that you're going to...
You're the champ.
You're the champ, and we've decided that
you're going to not be the champ.
Just like any other TV show, though.
Yeah.
Hey, season 3, we're going to make this ancillary character the main star character of season 3, and
it's
now their life's going to completely change.
It's a really
good
point.
Super, like, a bunch of offers afterwards.
Good point.
Super
famous. Well, that's a good point. Yeah, you have a character that wasn't a big deal, and then all of a sudden, they get huge. Who am I thinking? Giancarlo Esposito was always a good actor, and then he became Gus Fring, and became a villain, and all of a sudden he's all over the place now. I mean, just one decision, like, all right, we're going to make this a really important character, and this guy's going to nail it, and all of a sudden changes their lives.
Yep, 100%.
Fascinating, fascinating stuff.
10 minutes on wrestling. Look at you.
Look at you. You have more knowledge than I do.
I really don't, but just go watch The Wrestler. You will not be disappointed.
That's fictional, but
yeah.
Somewhat
based in reality.
How it kind of works.
Yep.
Paula just let me know some good news that I didn't realize. We've got some San Diego State basketball tickets to give away today for tomorrow night's game against Air Force at Viejas Arena. You can get your own tickets at GoAztecs.com, but if you'd like to be the fifth caller right now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll hook you up with some tickets to head down to Viejas Arena tomorrow night. Aztecs, of course, coming off win over Boise State on Saturday, and they've got a big game again this Saturday on the road at New Mexico. So you don't want to overlook Air Force. They're definitely one of the bottom tier teams in the Mountain West, but you can't afford to lose those games. Those are the ones that actually wreck your resume. So a little bit of pressure, but San Diego State at home tomorrow night. I saw they announced yesterday that later this month, they're giving away some Brian Dutcher bobbleheads.
Yeah, I saw those. They looked amazing.
People were pretty excited about them. They did look.
They look so good.
Cool.
Yeah,
I can't imagine what Dutch actually thinks about that.
Oh man, I mean, he's going to roll with the punches.
I wish they would make that noise.
We need
push a button on the bass.
We need another Dutch drop. We've been playing that for six years.
You hit the bobblehead and you push the button on the bass and it goes.
It's the best. I'd like you, actually, Paulie, can you draw it out to like a minute long? I'm going to hear it in a minute for a full minute of Brian Dutcher. We'll see how long we can go without making people lose their minds.
All right, call in now, your chance to win. Rattle Report coming up. We'll be right back after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. But first, I'm going to tell you about SanDiegoFatLoss.com. SDFatLoss.com is how I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. I did it back in 2023. It was in the summer. So now it's been over a year and a half. And I got on the scale this morning. I am still down 43 pounds from where I started, which for me is amazing. I have done other programs in the past. I've lost weight in the past. I always gained it back, usually within a year or so. I just couldn't keep it up. But with the sustainable weight loss strategies from SDFatLoss.com, with help from my counselor and just learning how to eat and when to eat, I've not only been able to lose the weight up to a pound of fat per day, up to 10 to 20% of my body weight in 60 days, but I've kept the weight off. My energy is up. My sleep is better. My pain, my back pain has really gone away. My leg pain, my knee pain has gone away. And it is all attributed to my weight loss. I really do believe that. And you can do it as well. Let SDFatLoss.com help you. Set up a free consultation. Go to their website, SDFatLoss.com, and find out how it can work for you here in this new year. New year, new you at SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calm. Last couple of days, Woods, a couple of names have come off the board in terms of short-term starting pitching options. Don't know if the Padres were interested at all, but the Baltimore Orioles signed veteran Charlie Morton to a one-year deal.
Saw that.
And then yesterday, the Kansas City Royals signed right-hander Michael Lorenzen to a one-year, $7 million deal. Lorenzen actually had a pretty decent season. His like underlying numbers were very suspicious, like, I don't know if it's sustainable, but Lorenzen gives them an option to replace Brady Singer, who they traded away earlier in the offseason. But it makes me just ask the question. Are those guys the Padres should have been in on?
I don't know.
Looking after? I mean they do need pitching still.
What was Morton, like 15?
He was like 15.
15 a year, yeah.
Lorenzen at 7. I mean, he doesn't, you know, blow my hair back, obviously, but there's going to be someone like that is going to join the San Diego Padres at some point, yes. I would imagine. But there are less options on the table right now. I mean, if you're looking at starting pitching, as we're talking about Jim Bowden's list of remaining free agents. Jose Quintana, the left-hander, he predicted would go to the Royals. I would imagine now that they signed Lorenzen that he's going to go to a different team. He says the Giants, Tigers, and Padres have been linked with Jose Quintana this offseason. Went 10-10 for the Mets, 170 and a third innings, 3.75 ERA, 31 starts. So had a very durable season for a good team that made it all the way to the World Series. You know, he's probably looking for quite a bit more than a guy like Lorenzen was looking for, but Padres have at least been linked to them, which means I'd imagine there's been conversations between Quintana's agent and AJ about a potential deal. But I mean, I don't know who else is out there. Nick Pivetta is still out there as well, the righty.
Jack Flaherty's out there. He's going to cost
a pretty
penny.
He's going to be really expensive.
Justin Verlander is 42 years of age, probably a one-year deal. Don't know what he is asking for, what he'll command. Andrew Haney's available. Kershaw's going back to the Dodgers midseason for sure. Max Scherzer, Patrick Corbin, Lance Lynn, Colin Ray, Cal Quantrill, Wade Miley, Martin Perez, old friend.
Okay. So there are still
some names.
You know, it's funny. I was going back yesterday trying to figure out, okay, so who have the Padres actually lost that has signed with another team? Is there anyone other than Kyle Higashioka who has left the Padres this past offseason and signed somewhere else? You know, Ha-Sung Kim is still a free agent. Jurickson Profar is still a free agent.
Tanner Scott's still a free agent.
Donovan Solano is still a free
agent.
David Peralta is still a free agent. Is there anyone other than Kyle Higashioka that's actually landed with another team? I couldn't come up with one.
Manny says Snell, but he was a Giant.
That was two years ago. You know, that was old news. Definitely left, but not from the Padres last year.
I can't think of anybody.
I can't either.
Isn't that interesting that, you know, a lot of the guys who people thought, okay, this is big free agents going to the offseason, that the only one that signed is Kyle Higashioka.
Yeah.
And he took a backup role mostly with the Rangers.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, been a good market for catchers. There was limited options out there, so everyone had to overpay a little bit. And the Padres are still in the lurch when it comes to finding some catching because they absolutely need it, and there's not a lot of options out there. You've got to feel like,
well,
Elias Diaz trade market. I mean, there's not much left when it comes to catching.
He's free agent.
He's still a free agent.
Yeah, Diaz. Yes. And that's another one that hasn't signed.
Yeah, that's true. Yet.
And AJ Cassavell wrote a piece yesterday for MLB.com talking about what the Padres will do behind the dish. No real groundbreaking information other than, you know, they have the option to potentially re-sign Elias Diaz, 34 years old, was, you know, whatever.
AJ was pretty convinced the Padres need to go out and get two catchers.
Yeah,
which is a starter and then a backup to compete with Luis Campusano, which I thought, I don't know.
I mean, they're not there on the free agent market.
I'd be happy with just getting one at this point.
100%.
And, you know, you roll with Campusano and Sullivan as your backups. And hopefully Ethan Salas at some point.
And then the other kid they got that's down in the minor leagues.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Villanueva, is that right? Doesn't sound right.
Sounds close, though. You're definitely on the right track.
Yeah.
I hate when I can't think of
it. I know,
like
me
that.
Too. I'm but blank.
Happens as you get closer to 50.
I like 3 hours.
The
sleep,
names so. Disappear mm-hmm. faster than anything else. But I know Brandon Valenzuela.
Yeah,
right?
That's it.
Did I get it?
That's right.
Popped in my head.
Yep.
Okay, so, you know, but none are proven commodities on the big league level, which is why it seemed pretty clear that the Padres need to go out and get catching help, and there's not much out there to get.
I don't even know how much there's available in a trade, you know, at all. So,
Vasquez from the Twins, but
Christian Vasquez.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think he's available, but he's not good.
No,
and he's not cheap either.
No.
Like $10 million or something is what his contract is. So, yeah, you know,
dire.
Speaking of options, one last note from this Jim Bowden piece, which apparently I was more obsessed with than I thought. He predicted Jurickson Profar would return to the Padres, but also predicted that if they don't land Jurickson Profar, they will pivot to Alex Verdugo, who was with the Yankees last year, former Dodgers prospect. Didn't have a very good year last year, hit just .233. 291, 356 slash line with 13 home runs. Says he's a good defender in left field. Grinds day in and day out. Respected in the clubhouse. Has an edge. The Padres could pivot to Verdugo if they don't bring back Profar.
Pirates also looking at Alex Verdugo.
Yeah,
just came out 2 seconds ago.
Okay, he's listed here with Bowden with Giants, Pirates, and Diamondbacks could make a depth play for Verdugo. Not a name I really had on my radar, but they need another starting outfielder, I would think. And if you don't get Jurickson Profar back, well, those are the kind of names you're looking at right now. Guys like Alex Verdugo.
Yeah, great. Fired up.
And then there's a lot of bullpen guys left. You know, Tanner Scott's obviously the biggest name. But Kirby Yates, Estevez is still out there. Teams that are looking for relievers, Jeff Hoffman is still out there. I do not expect the Padres to go and spend a bunch of money on relief pitching.
Nope.
They have a solid bullpen core returning. They have some prospects that they're excited about that could hit the big league level. We saw Sean Reynolds a little bit, but there are some other guys they're excited about.
Big Sean Reynolds fan, expecting a big Sean Reynolds year.
And if the Padres do ever need bullpen help in 2025, I would expect it to come again at the trade deadline.
Trade for it.
for prospects and trade for guys who you know are having a good season, as opposed to hoping signing someone for money,
just like they always do.
And so I don't expect the Padres to be in the market for any of these relief pitchers who are currently, you know, looking for the big money this offseason.
Yeah, somebody asked, are the Dodgers in on Tanner Scott? They were rumored to be, but he's seeking $20 million a year. I don't know that they'll pay that.
I mean, the fact that he's not signed yet sounds like no one's willing to pay that at this point. Now the question is, who blinks? Does Tanner Scott bring down the price, or does someone go, we can't wait any longer, we got to have him, let's up our offer a little bit?
I mean, we watched him pitch. He's
Blue Jays, awesome. Giants, Dodgers, Rangers, Diamondbacks. And there was a report that the Padres were talking to Tanner Scott as well. Again, that would shock me quite a bit.
Greatly, if they brought back Tanner Scott.
Red Sox, Craig Breslow, of course, was a left-handed reliever, seems to be acquiring a lot of lefties.
Wants to spend some money, yeah, big time.
So that's one of the other options.
Wouldn't be mad at it.
No, God, no.
Out that they were trying to bring back Tanner Scott.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if that's who you got, I don't know how you'd fill your other needs, but you feel really good about leads in the sixth inning and beyond with Jason Adam and Tanner Scott and Robert Suarez and...
Like, I fully expect him to move on to a different team, but it's going to suck to lose him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different paths to victories. Some teams, you know, will outslug you. Some teams will...
Starting pitch you to death.
Yeah, just, you know, keep you in check for seven innings with good starting pitching. And some will just make sure that, you know, you're going to have some leads after five or six innings. And if you can convert almost all of them, that's a path to the playoffs for many teams, just by not blowing games in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning with a really strong bullpen.
No doubt. We had it, man. We had it.
They had a few of those things together, which is why they were actually a legitimate World Series contender. It's hard to get all of those things at once. But they had starting pitching, they had the ability to outslug you, and they had the ability to hold on to leads at the end of the game. Until they didn't slug at all.
Or just
the last 24.
Yeah, just hit.
Yeah, they only gave up two runs in the last game. Two solo homers.
It's going to haunt me the rest of my life.
Yu Darvish had a really good game at Dodger Stadium.
It's going to haunt me the rest of my life.
Really good game.
24 scoreless innings in 24. And can we make it to 25?
We said it yesterday. And no warning signs.
Zero.
Whatsoever. Tatis Jr.'s home run, right, in the second inning, was it, of game three. Everything looked great.
We had this convo yesterday, off the air. Actually, we didn't have this on the air. This was an off-the-air convo, and I was driving around during the break, and the old 24 innings popped in my head. And I thought about it, because we're, you know, going out to spring training in a month or so, and going to sit down with Mike Schilt, going to sit down with all the guys that were involved in the 24-inning debacle. And it's the weirdest thing about baseball for me is that I don't know that they could have done anything differently, right? Like, you didn't go into the offseason going, I need to get more cage work in or more front toss in. It's such an inexplicable part of this game that we love so much, and it makes it crazy to pinpoint what happened other than the stupidest explanation is that's baseball. Buddy Black nailed it. It's stupid, but it's also brilliant. If you're a football team and you want to get a play and execute it to perfection, you can run it 50 times until you get it. If you're a basketball team, you can run a play 50 times till you absolutely get it. You know where everybody needs to be. If you're a baseball player, you go up, you see the ball, you try to put the barrel on it, try to get on base, then try to score. Next guy's got to do the same thing. What do you do to prepare for that? It's like just waiting. This could happen to anyone at any time. It just happened to happen to us at the exact wrong time.
All right, we got the Rindle Report coming up next, and Paulie's going to talk about a name familiar to Dallas Cowboys fans and something about underwear, I believe, as well. As I remind Woods, you've got something.
I do have something, and I want to tell all of the California sports fans out there just one more time today that Underdog is available to play here in our state. Best place to cash in on all your takes during the playoffs, which players are going to go off, which ones are ice cold. Definitely going to get some picks tomorrow on Thursday for the fight game. Higher, lower, you know how it goes. Touchdown, no touchdown.
Great slate
of college basketball. I'm not super good at it, but I will still mess around an Underdog. It's really fun, very simple to do. I'm going to definitely look at that Notre Dame Penn State game for Thursday. Underdog, the best place to play Pick'em. You can download the app. Make sure when you sign up, use the promo code Woods. Deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash. instantly. Use that promo code Woods. You'd really be doing me a solid if you've been interested in doing this fantasy stuff, fantasy pick'em. It's so fun. Had a great time with it over the break. So you must be 18, present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Final segment of Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. As always, appreciate all the Tier 1s for joining us and spending your mornings with us. And it is not unnoticed, and it is always much appreciated.
Very much so.
We have a new clock this year that we are trying. We are experimenting with a new time for segments like Take on Woods at 8:20. And the Ronda Report, which now comes in our final segment of the day. And, Paulie, we'll get to the stories that we have missed and a little bit more right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Ronda Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Ronda Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good morning, my friends.
Morning.
We'll start off in the NFL. And look, at the end of the day, not really a big story when guys that are, and maybe even ending up on the practice squad, get signed. But it's the name that I saw
this.
With the LA Chargers. Ezekiel Elliott.
Zeke.
Chargers are planning to add Ezekiel Elliott to their practice squad as soon as today. I think he's got to go through a physical and all of that. And I just go, you know, I think it happens more in football, maybe, than any other sport, where a guy can be so dominant, so electric, and kind of take the sport by storm.
Yeah.
For a
couple
two, three years.
Yep.
And then you're like, wait, he plays for who? Is he still in the league? Like, it happens fast in the NFL. And
running backs,
Ezekiel
especially.
Elliott, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking at his number. I mean, 2016, first team All Pro. 2018, second team All Pro. 3-time Pro Bowler. 2-time rushing yards leader. Like, he was legit. And then he bounced. Right? Do you know he was on the the Patriots for a year?
Did not know that.
Yeah,
Zeke was?
Yeah.
I thought Cardinals, I would have said. Yeah.
Nope. Cowboys from 16 to 22. Then a year with the Patriots. Back to the Cowboys for this year. And now heading to play with the Chargers.
So what are the rules here?
Yeah, I mean, you can sign anybody to the practice squad.
Right.
Obviously, you'd have to activate him to the full roster if
he
you
was
wanted
waived
him
by the Cowboys
to participate. Yeah, they let him go last month.
But he can play in a playoff game, which is wild.
He can play in the playoffs if he wants. I'm going to surprise everybody here. Noted Chargers hater that I am. I think this is a good gamble by the Chargers. They've had a really good running game this year with J.K. Dobbins, but Gus Edwards, their backup, has also been good, has a hurt ankle. The other two guys are just, you know, seat fillers, and if you can catch lightning in a bottle for a couple of weeks, a guy who's been there
a couple of plays.
He's not going to need to carry the ball 25 times.
Right.
We're talking about, give us 3-4 good carries, and you will more than justify your place on the roster. If he's healthy and can show that he can learn the playbook, I would not be surprised if Jim Harbaugh put him into the game on Saturday against the Houston Texans in the first round. And I'm a Chargers fan. I wouldn't even be upset about it. Why not? You're not expected to win the Super Bowl here. They are favored against the Texans. They're 3-point favorites on the road. Mm-hmm. I think the Chargers were 11-6. The Texans were 10-7. I see it as more of a pick'em game. You can definitely win that game, but if you want to go deep, you need something magical.
Sure.
Why not try it with Zeke? Honestly, I think it's a pretty good move by the Chargers here.
Yeah, no doubt.
We've got to give some flowers to North Dakota State. They won the FCS championship yesterday, and I knew, I'm not surprised you guys here. I don't watch a ton of FCS football, but I've seen the name. I know that they're like the powerhouse,
the team
at that level. They won their 10th championship in 14 years.
Yeah, they are the dominant,
the old Celtics
powerhouse.
My God, that's as much of a dynasty
football championship subdivision.
Now they had to grind this one out. They were playing Montana State. Montana State was undefeated. Heading into last night's championship game, North Dakota State was able to win 35-32 last night.
All right, so, Paulie, we signed up and played a Tier 1 baseball league last year, and we were in the 18-plus lower division.
Yep.
We won the spring championship, then we won the fall championship, and now they're making us move up a division.
Relegation.
Relegation. Is that relegation?
Promotion.
Promotion, yeah, promotion. So you keep dominating at that level. There's no, they're not looking to move you up to the next level.
You can choose to move up if you want. Yeah. You know, you have to go through the process with, you know,
like UCS,
the NCAA,
like
kind of like, yeah, you know, and it's, there's different scholarship limits and restrictions. Now, USD is in the non-scholarship, but they are also an FCS. So they season, if they win their conference, they go to these playoffs, the FCS playoffs, but then they usually have to face a team like North Dakota State that has got a certain number of scholarship players, and they tend to get their doors blown off. But this team, I don't know that much. I remember the Aztecs played him in the NCAA tournament in basketball a few years ago when I learned that their nickname is not the Bison, but the Bison. That's how you pronounce
bison.
It.
Excuse
the
me?
Bison, not Bison. Bison.
Why?
That's how they say it. They're the Bison.
But that's not how you say it.
No, that's how they say it. It's the Bison.
No, it's Bison. No,
it's like Boise State.
Boise.
They all say Boise.
Boise. But this is the opposite. We all say Bison. They're the Bison.
But that's not how you say
Bison. I don't know. How do you say Boise?
Boise. How about Rafe Fiennes, whose name is spelled Ralph? My name is spelled Ralph, but I want you to call me Rafe.
The L is silent.
Rafe.
And the A is long.
It's, you can't just say Bison. I'm going to call it Bison.
The Bison.
You can't just say that.
They play in the Fargo Dome indoors because it would be really unpleasant to play outdoors in December in North Dakota, I'd imagine.
I think.
And they are the team to beat in the FCS subdivision.
So, yeah, at least it says Bison isn't a proper noun. They can't just change it. It's a real word that you use. It's like the word duck. You can't call it a duke.
They spell it with an S, but they pronounce it Bison.
Zach says, my name is Zach. It's actually pronounced Bill. Yeah.
Sack.
Sack. I don't know. I didn't know that they were the Bison.
Bison, yeah.
That's very weird.
So if the Woods. North Dakota State Bison.
Steven Woods.
Steven.
I mean, look, like I was just reading, no other FCS school has more than 6 championships total. Like,
total.
As long as the sport's been going on. They've got 10 in their last 14 seasons. So if they, like, let's say you plucked North Dakota State and put them in the Mountain West. Are they competitive?
I don't know. I feel like they
the
would be.
The most dominant FCS team ever.
Yes. I would say they've like upset FBS. You know when you play that game against the team you're supposed to win by 40? And when they schedule those games against the real scholarship teams, they win them sometimes. So, yeah, they wouldn't be dominant. They wouldn't be going to the college football playoff anytime soon. But they win a few games if they were playing on the FBS level. No doubt about it. They're a really good team.
Okay. Asked and answered.
There you go.
All right. That's it for the sports. I thought this story could be interesting and maybe applicable to at least one person in this room.
Who?
Yeah, the one that craps his pants every other year.
Are you kidding me?
Saw that
one time.
A survey went out recently that says over half of Americans carry along spare underwear.
There's no way.
For emergencies.
It's 50% of Americans carry spare
underwear. I don't know if it's like in the glove compartment of your car, in the back or something, in a gym bag maybe, but they carry spare underwear just like, you know, you're getting ready to leave the house. All right, phone, got it. Okay, got my keys, got the wallet. Do I have my backup underwear just in case of an emergency? I don't think either of you. I don't.
I've never done it.
Carry any spare underwear on me, but
I do carry a vomit bag in my backpack now.
You know, when at Channel 10 they always say, you know, in case the like when the Santa Anas are blowing, you're always supposed to have like a go bag
yes.
in case you need to go cover wildfires or something with a change of clothes in it. I don't always have like mine with me. Somewhere there's a go bag at some point. I wouldn't call that carrying spare underwear.
What do you mean somewhere there's a go bag?
I mean, I sometimes have one like where I put a couple of clothes just in case I need to in my house. but I don't keep it in my car constantly.
Can I ask you a fairly obvious question?
Yeah.
What good does a go bag in your house do you?
I mean,
we have a fire folder.
I mean, you should all have like things to
is
grab.
Is it to grab and go?
Yeah,
but that's quickly. Not for so Channel you 10. You can't.
Well, it's for anything really.
I mean, why don't you just put it in your trunk?
You could, but there's. I mean, I got my golf clubs and other stuff in there. I don't want to clutter my car too much
with just a bag of clothes.
Right.
Why don't you leave
I
it at
have
the
a
office?
Trunk.
In case you have
that.
An accident.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Lisa says, I carry...
If you have an accident, is it that essential that you need more underwear? You need more pants. I mean,
not if you catch it in
time. You can go without underwear
for a while. I've done it many times.
Right. But you need pants is what
All
you
right.
need.
So can I tell you guys this? Remember a couple years ago, 3 years ago, we do a tradition here on Ben and Woods where we go to a... I don't want to name the restaurant, but we go to a certain restaurant for New Year's Day. And we do our, hey, let's good to see you, plan to take over the world, the airwaves, the whole bit. We have breakfast together. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, we go. You guys might remember what happened to me on the drive. Paulie and I were going to go play golf after.
Yep.
And I had to pull over because I had an accident. I had to go into a Chili's in Mira Mesa. I had to get rid of the evidence that I had.
The phone call I received as I was pulling into the golf course. Paulie, it happened again. And I knew right away.
So to pull over to a Chili's, Mira Mesa, waddle back to the bathroom.
Did you buy anything?
No. They were looking at me too, dude. Sir, I'll be right back. I'll get a table here in a minute.
I'll have one order of potato skin.
Yeah, get to go. Put it in a to-go box, right? So I go in and do that. We went this year to the same restaurant, and we sat down. And I believe I ordered the same thing that I always get. And by the time that I got home, I was running into the house.
Now, it wasn't a weird order, as I remember.
No, it's an omelet.
Yeah.
It was just got an omelet. But I don't know what it is. I don't know if they put some sort of diarrhea accelerator in there. But I was driving home, X-Lax and I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, X-Lax omelet. I was running into the house. I'm like, Daddy. I'm like, leave me alone. I'll be back.
You're a pretty good tipper. I can't imagine anyone's looking for revenge.
Yeah, but I paid for the meal, and I tipped very well. I don't get it. So here's the thing. My proposal is next year we go somewhere else. Just as an aside.
I had a good breakfast. I enjoyed my meal.
You had your corned beef hash.
Oh, that's my treat.
He loves it.
Corned beef hash.
He loves it.
Two eggs over medium.
Oh. He gets so
wheat
excited.
Toast.
At least
jelly.
Maybe I'm lactose intolerant. Maybe
hash
I am.
Browns.
I don't feel like I am, but yeah, that's two
are
out of
eggs
the last.
Lactose or
no? No, but there was cheese laden throughout it.
I mean, we're coming up on year 7 as a show.
This is our 7th year.
I mean, I can name at least 3 instances in those 7 years.
It's not too bad. And those are the ones you know.
Those are the ones I know about. So it's at least
5.
We're on an every other year pace.
I think what the point of this story is that I should probably just throw a pair of Lululemon man panties in the middle console of my car just in case. Pair of pants. Get that go bag in your car, Benjamin.
Of the nearly, half people polled that say they do carry the spare emergency underwear, 70% of those people say it's come in handy.
70% of the 50%.
70% of the 50%. So
they've used it. I can't.
What's 70% of 50%?
Asking me to do math.
I have no idea.
About 35 to 38%, I believe. So that means that almost 40% of people out there are having accidents that require spare underwear.
Sure.
So we started talking about islands and we finished talking about Chili's today. Two very different contexts.
No, that I didn't get it from Chili's. Chili's
I know.
Is never
you ended
never
up at Chili's.
Never steered me wrong. I do apologize to the Chili's in Mira Mesa for what happened that day.
Would you throw it away?
Yeah, throw it away.
Take it with you?
Yep. Yep. No, throw it away. Take it with me.
Well, yeah,
just in the bathroom trash.
Just put it in a bag. Sorry, I'll be walking out the door.
Just walk into a restaurant and leave your.
I put it in the garbage can.
There's still a janitor that had a very unpleasant day. Woods.
So sorry,
very bad surprise. God.
I'm very sorry. As I apologize to Chili's and Mira Mesa. Very sorry. All right.
All right, here's a list of teams that North Dakota State, the Bison, have beaten in the last 15 years. Minnesota.
The whole list.
No, these are the big-time schools. Okay. Minnesota, Kansas, Minnesota again, Colorado State, Kansas State, Iowa State, and 13th-ranked Iowa. They beat them in 2016.
That's amazing.
So they meet a top 25 team on the road as an FCS school. So, yeah, they could compete at least
they can and they have
at a decent level if they moved up a division, but they have been content to dominate at the FCS level.
Okay.
Tonight, I mentioned it earlier, I will be at least somewhat intrigued by TGL. The Tomorrow Golf League debuts on ESPN at 6 o'clock tonight with their first golf simulator match of pros, and I'm not even sure exactly which pros are in this one. I've got to imagine Tiger's got to be in the first one to create a little
his baby, right?
Buzz and drama. That's his. He's like the main investor and everything. This is his baby. This is he's the primary guy. So
can I bet on it?
I'm sure you can bet on TGL tonight, and see how it looks, how they present it. I mean, this is all going to be in the sizzle. You know, it's not, as you said, it's not real golf. So you're selling a lot of sizzle here. They've gotten the arena right. It looks fantastic. It's impressive. I am like, was jaw dropped. Like, wow, what they put together is amazing. But ultimately, the product is going to have to be carried by the personalities and the players. And do they make it interesting or not? There's good golfers in LIV. I never watched that because I'm not that intrigued by the product.
All right, so
will this be different or not?
I got the lineup for you.
Okay,
strap in. The New York Golf Club, which is Matt Fitzpatrick, Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, and Cameron Young, are going to take on the Bay Golf Club with Ludwig Åberg, Wyndham Clark, Minwoo Lee, and Shane Lowry.
So no Tiger in the first
one. No Tiger in the first one.
I'll pull for Xander. You like Xander?
Yeah,
he's
we love
on
Xander.
On the show with us a few times.
I wonder if he'll be like if Tiger will be there just as like the MC.
I think he's got to show up. I mean, they put it in Florida because it's like a short drive from Tiger's house.
Okay.
So, you know, it's got to be fairly easy for them to get there.
Kurt says, will John Daly be there? If not, I'm not watching. I feel you there, my friend.
I did see John Daly. I don't know if it was an old video of him celebrating New Year's Eve by like hitting golf balls over like buildings.
Launching them over the streets.
Yeah, just launching them over the streets and stuff.
We are supposed to get John Daly on at some point. That's still.
Is that true?
That's still in the cards. Yeah. And I have a friend whose dad knows him very, very well and has promised he will get John Daly on with us at some point. And that's when I'll stop down. I'll do 30 minutes. Well, I actually have to pre-tape. He said, you will have to pre-tape the interview and you can bleep it out.
Robert asked, because he wasn't here earlier, how do they putt? They built an absolutely gigantic green that's got hydraulics. It rotates and can change the contours, different pin positions. You chip to it, you putt to it all like a real course. The only shots you hit are the long ones into this giant movie theater-like simulator.
What if you drive the green?
It'll roll up and it'll show where your ball should be right there on the green.
Okay.
And then you put the ball right there and you putt for eagle or whatever.
I may watch 10 minutes of it. What time does it start?
6 o'clock
all
tonight.
Right. Yeah. I may watch it. All right, boys. Time. Have a good day.
All right, Annie Nelson are coming up next. They dealt with evolving circumstances yesterday. Let's just say that. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Thank you to Paulie Reindl, our executive producer. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.